This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Fully vaccinated officials who work with the White House and Congress tested positive for COVID-19 this week amid concern about cases after a small outbreak among a group of Democratic state legislators from Texas who are currently staying in the area. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced Tuesday that a White House aide tested positive on Monday. She said the staffer remains off campus and is experiencing mild symptoms. Contact tracers, who are part of the medical unit, also determined that the person had no close contacts with the president. In addition to the White House staffer, a staff member for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive for COVID-19. According to Pelosi's office, the unnamed staffer hadn't come into contact with the California Democrat since the exposure. The Pelosi staffer tested positive after exposure to Texas lawmakers who are visiting Washington, some of whom tested positive over the past few days. People who are fully vaccinated can still test positive for the virus. Experts refer to those situations as breakthrough cases. But medical authorities also note that those who are inoculated have a significantly lower chance of serious illness, hospitalization, or death if they're infected, and many only experience mild symptoms. The White House said Tuesday it's exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protests and also hold the Cuban government accountable for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. She said the U.S. is also looking to increase access to the Internet in Cuba, boost humanitarian assistance, and devise a workable remittance system for Cuban expatriates to send money to their relatives in Cuba. VOA News. Billionaire Jeff Bezos was back on Earth safely Tuesday after a 10-minute suborbital flight aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft. After the capsule touched down near Van Horn, Texas, Bezos gave his assessment, saying, "Best day ever." The world's richest man blasted off Tuesday from a remote desert launch site in Texas as he became the second billionaire to self-fund a trip to space this month. The fully automated rocket reached an altitude of about 106 kilometers, at which point the booster separated from the capsule and returned to Earth, landing upright near the launch site. The crew was able to experience weightlessness for 3 to 4 minutes before returning to Earth in the capsule, which made parachute landing. The altitude surpassed the 85-kilometer mark reached by British billionaire Richard Branson on July 11th, when he and five crewmates flew aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket-powered space plane. Bezos founded his space company with the goal of creating permanent space colonies where people will live and work. German authorities were under increasing pressure Tuesday over the deadly floods that engulfed large parts of the country last week, leaving Europe's richest economy caught flat-footed by a disaster that had been predicted days earlier. Chancellor Angela Merkel traveled to the disaster zone for the second time, and there are growing questions about how well prepared local and national authorities were for the floods that swept through defenseless towns and villages. With the country about 10 weeks away from national elections, the floods have put the crisis management skills of Germany's leaders on the agenda, with opposition politicians suggesting the death toll revealed serious failings in flood preparedness. The floods killed more than 160 people in Germany, tearing through villages, sweeping away houses, roads, and bridges, and highlighting gaps in how warnings of severe weather are passed on to the public. The Tokyo Olympics are set to open in 3 days, but the chief of the organizing committee declined on Tuesday to rule out a last-minute cancellation if the number of COVID-19 cases among athletes continue to spike. Toshiro Muto said at a news conference that he's watching the infection numbers. Among people accredited to participate in or be at the games, 71 coronavirus cases have been reported since July 1st. But a spokesman for Tokyo 2020, so named for last year's postponed Olympics, later said organizers were concentrating 100% on delivering successful games. Some corporate sponsors have dropped plans to attend Friday's opening ceremony, and because of the pandemic, no spectators will be at the athletic events, this to minimize health risks. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.